It's been years. Let it go.
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Sam. That was Dropkick Murphys, one of my favorite bands of all time. And you're listening to Punk is Dead. It's 10 p.m. It's Monday. That means it's time for Punk is Dead. But sadly, I know this is going to bring a tear to many. Many of the eyes listening, many of the ears listening are going to tear up because this is my last episode before summer. I know. Let the tears out now. But I'll be back in September, so who really is going to notice a four-month hiatus? But I'm going to play whatever I'm feeling today. I have no theme. I got nothing. I might play some more hockey-based songs because NHL playoffs have started, and the Senators are going all the way this year. Sadly, there's not many Senators-based punk songs because no one likes the Senators, unfortunately, but yeah, I'll be playing stuff that I like, some of my favorites this year. I'll probably be playing a lot of Hamilton stuff because I'm going back to Hamilton, so I have to appease the Hamiltonians before they let me back into the confines of the city. But yeah, I'm going to be playing lots of good stuff for the next hour here. Stay tuned. It'll be a really good episode because I have to make it good or they won't let me back next year. So give me a good review on Yelp or whatever. I don't know. Up next, I'm going to play, I don't know, I haven't figured it out yet. I'm going to play some Bad Religion because I really like Bad Religion. And yeah, you're going to really like Bad Religion too if you haven't heard them. Here you go. Never a trial strategy, you can go to. Sometimes It was Hamilton Band, The Dirty Nil, one of the biggest punk bands out of Hamilton. I'd say one of the biggest bands out of Hamilton, but hey, that's just me. I haven't played them before. They're one of those bands that I probably should listen to. Well, like, I like them. I like that song. But they're just one of those bands I never got into. And I don't know. I'm probably going to get into them now because they had some pretty nice riffs in there, I must say. But I think it's because I associate them with, just because they're a big band out of Hamilton, I associate them with the Arkells. And I'm sorry, but I just cannot get behind the Arkells. I think it's because my whole life, listening to the radio in my car growing up in Hamilton, I always heard that one song, Knocking at the Door, every day. Every time I was in a car, the radio, one radio station or more, there's like three rock radio stations you can listen to in Hamilton. One or more of them were playing Knocking at the Door, and that song just, it ground my gears. So I've grown a severe distaste for the Arkells. Nothing against the guys. They seem nice. The one guy lives across the park from me. My buddy worked on his house who is a carpentry apprenticeship. Shout out Gordon. Hi, Gordon. Are you listening? Hi, Gordon. Say hi to Keith for me. Say hi to your dad, Sensei Gord. Say hi to your mom. Anyways, I'm going to play another Hamilton band up next. A band that I really like. A band I played early on in this season. A little hardcore band called Slacker. This is one of the best hardcore bands to come out of Hamilton this year, or last year, I guess, 2025. In the past year. So here you go. Give them a listen. Yeah.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
Last band there was a band and a song I've played before. It was Reagan Youth, one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite punk bands of all time. They're a great New York hardcore band, one of the early New York hardcore bands. I don't know that much about New York hardcore, though. All I know is the Beastie Boys used to be a New York hardcore band. It's hard to say. New York hardcore band. And they played a set with Reagan Youth, and then they turned to that hip-hop stuff. All that hip-hop, I don't even know what that is. Bring the melody back to music. Did Ben Shapiro say that? That's my Ben Shapiro impression for everyone interested. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Up next, I'm going to stop doing my political commentator impressions, except when I do my Candace Owens impression and my... I can't do a Charlie Kirk impression, I don't think. I don't know about that. It might not be... I've seen worse things, but maybe it's not the time. Maybe my last episode is not meant to be my last episode. I'll just do a Candace Owens impression. Play things safe, you know? But for now, I'm going to play Youth, Youth, Youth. That's Three Youths by Generation X, which Billy Idol, sure, he went poppy, but Generation X was one of those, was just a great first wave punk band. They had great songs. It was just like, it was kind of poppy still, but I like that sometimes. Who cares? I know Crass got banned from the Roxy, which was the club Billy Idol owned, maybe still owns, I don't know. So for that, Billy, Mr. Bishop, whatever your real last name is, I condemn you for that. But I've been reading Billy Idol's autobiography and been enjoying it. He's got a lot of cool stories, except he says some weird stuff. He says some very odd things that I cannot share over the radio and that made me consider putting the book down. But other than that, Billy Idol's autobiography, good read. And now I'm going to play Generation X because, well, his book got me in the mood to play Generation X. Here you go with Youth, Youth, Youth.
Oh,
Last band there was a band called The Commies from Tennessee, and that was their song called Just Commies. No, the. It's redundant at that point. Up next, I'm going to play, again, a band I've played before, band I love, a band everyone loves. Anthony Fantano loves this band, even. They're on Zegama Beach Records in out west, west coast. They're from Vancouver, British Columbia, and this is Emma Goldman. Everyone should know this band. They're one of the best, like, screamo, hardcore, scrams bands. Too many genres to name in the world. But they're one of the best, let's say, punk-adjacent bands on the scene right now. This album, which is called All You Are Is We, it's just an amazing piece of work, an amazing album. Great production, great songwriting, great intensity throughout the whole album. Great song titles too. So to thank Emma Goldman, pretty much, we're gonna play a little song from their album All You Are Is We. I'm gonna play I have to think. I'm looking at all the options right now. There's that one. I'm gonna play This Is Your Brain on Minimum Wage. I think that's the one I played earlier in the year, so it's kind of a full circle thing. So yeah, here you go with Emma Goldman.
Yeah.
was band Otoboke Beaver with, from Kyoto, Japan. And that was, they're just an insane band. Let's just, everyone, we all noticed that. That was absurd, insane instrumentationalism, if that's the word. But that was their song called Is the New Album Out Yet? From their album, Is the New Album Out Yet? And guess what? It's new, and it just came out April 15th. So what a coinkydink. What a cool band. I don't know how they, like, switch up playing that quickly to, like, the amount of tempo shifts and just the amount that was going on in that song is a bit absurd, and I love it. And I'd love to see them live. Wait, I can see where they're playing live soon. Oh, they're playing in Norway, Sweden, and Poland in June. Yeah. So maybe I'll head out there. Head out to Poland to see this band. That could be a fun little trip. If any of my listeners are rich and live in Poland, if you buy my plane ticket, I'll be out in Poland and we'll go see Otoboke Beaver together. And yeah, it's like, this can be a little fun draw, like a radio contest. If you are rich, you win the contest. It's like a contest, but it's realistic. I love it. It's a beautiful thing, as they say at Harvey's. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play some older bands, musicians that I have played before still, but I'm going to start things off with one of my favorites. This has just been a favorites episode pretty much at this point. I got to find some more new music to play around the end. But for now, I'm going to play a little bit of Billy Bragg. Everyone knows how much I love Billy Bragg. So yeah, going to play one of my favorite Billy Bragg songs, Waiting for the Great Leap Forward. And then I'm going to play a cover of one of my favorite Billy Bragg songs, which is To Have and Have Not. And Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards covered it, and it's an amazing cover. So I'm going to get those two lined up back-to-back for you guys. So here you go, Billy Bragg, then Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards covering Billy Bragg. Whew, that's tricky to say. Stay tuned.
It might have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Che Guevara highway, filling up with gasoline. Fidel Castro's brother spies a rich lady who's crying over the luxury's disappointment. So he walks over and he's trying to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. And the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. In pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the Great Leap Forward. Still parties to be hosted. You
can be active when the activists are sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the drive. And cut out the middle man.
Up next, got some brand spanking new Canadian hardcore for you. It's a new release off an album that I've talked about quite a bit on this show, Neon Taste Records. Probably one of the best punk and hardcore record labels in Canada in the entire universe at this time. And yeah, it's a new album by a band called Grotto. The album's called Targeted Solutions, and it just came out April 20th. So, or just came out today. Oh, forgot the date. But yeah, this is the song Dark Arts off that album, the fifth track, and I hope you enjoy it because they're very good. They have speed, they have aggressiveness, they got everything you want in a hardcore band. So here you go with Grotto.
Radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
You just got two Neon Taste Records bands in a row, so that's just a little treat for the last episode. Two great, great bands. The second one was Suburban Pagans with their song Veneral General, which is also off a new album, just came out. Can't remember the exact day. Came out sometime in May in the past 2 weeks. So go check that band out, Suburban Pagans. They're on Neon Taste. Go check out everything on Neon Taste. It's amazing. Up next, I'm going to play like I said earlier, some hockey punk songs because it's the playoffs and the Senators need to win this entire thing, or I'm going to cry on the radio next September. I will cry on air if the Senators are knocked out of the playoffs. You heard it here first. So up right now, I'm going to play Dear Coach's Corner by Propagandy, one of my favorite Propagandy songs, because like every Propagandy song, it's got a great message. It's a very specific message to a niche group of Canadian punk hockey fans that grew up watching Coach's Corner with Ron McLean and Don Cherry. And then I'm going to play Overtime by DOA, DOA's second, their second hockey-based song. So that's a weird amount of hockey-based songs, but I guess they're Vancouver punks. So yeah, first, we'll listen to Dear Coach's Corner right now on CFRC.
That was sickening last week, by the way.
What? What is going on with you here?
No, it's not. What is this stuff on here? We're Hockey Night in Canada, and we're talking about saving the world and all that stuff. Let's talk hockey.
Well, that's the whole idea behind December the 25th.
Let's talk about some good guys.
Okay.
Let's talk about the troops.
With what everybody knows is Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Now, the best ska punk band of all time. I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I will stand by it for life. Operation Ivy. This is one of, if not my favorite song by them. Gonna find you. Here you go.
Back in school, you ever get busted for trying to walk and have some administrator tell you, son, you can shirk your obligations and try to be different from your peers, but responsibility, your future. Gotta find you. Gotta find you. Where grabbing onto wealth was the only guarantee of freedom, peace, and health. Dollars, line, value system upheld as a truth. If you can't find a place, it's gotta find you. Son of paranoid response to all the examples. The ones that don't fit in this way of living, getting trampled. Success is obedience to a structured way of life. Can't ignore the structure, cause we're all within its sight. Gotta find you. Gotta find you.
Got one more song left before the dreaded summer hiatus. So thank you all to everyone who listened to the show, all 10 of you, and four of those being family members. Thanks to CFRC for giving me the chance to host a show. You know, I just signed up because they said my wife said I got a face for radio. Oh, I get no respect. That was the Candace Owens impression that I promised everyone earlier. But yeah, thank you, CFRC, for letting me on the airwaves, and thanks everyone who listened. And here you go with Minor Threat to close things off. This is In My Eyes.
Get it! In your mind, in your eyes. In your mind, in your eyes. In your mind, in your eyes. And it's gonna look away to me. In my eyes. Hey, Boomer, radio guy, you're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think